This is the 14th show of the series of a brand new radio series.
From Hollywood, we present the Stan Freberg Show, brought to you by Stan Freberg.
With the music of Billy May.
Plus the songs of Peggy Taylor, with Dawes Butler, June Parade, Peter Leach, and the Judd Conlon Rhythm Heirs.
You may not find us on your TV,
because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by... Brought to you on... Brought to you by RADIO.
Good evening. Well, for those of you advertising men who were frightened by our horror story last week, entitled Gray Flannel Hat Full of Teenage Werewolves, don't worry. There are almost no werewolves working in the advertising agencies on Madison Avenue. You may have noticed at the top of the show, Mr. Sewell said,
from Hollywood, we present the Stan Freberg Show, brought to you by Stan Freberg.
That's right. Tonight's show is being brought to you by me. And I have retained the services of the World Advertising Agency to help me with the commercials.
Stan?
What is it, Dawes Butler, as they say in radio?
Are you really sponsoring yourself this week?
Certainly. We've only got one more week left on the air and nobody sponsored us.
Yeah.
I didn't want my feelings to be hurt, so I picked up the tab myself, you know.
Yeah, but it's not very modest, Stan. I mean, doing commercials on yourself.
Modest schmodest. I paid $100 for this show.
Yikes. That's an awful lot of money.
Oh, true, but don't forget, I got you, June, Peggy, Peter, Judd, and six singers, Billy May, and the whole orchestra. It adds up, you know.
Yeah. Well, what kind of commercials are you going to do on this show?
Well, my advertising agency has prepared a little something along that line. Run it down once, boys.
Sandy Freberg, buy some of him today. This show is costing $100, and brother, that is pay. He'll make you chuckle, chuckle, chuckle when he appears.
He filters the jokes on the way to your ears.
Stanley Freberg, Stanley Freberg.
Dooba, dooba, doo.
Gee, that's pretty.
The All-American Dog.
All-American Dog, eh?
You'll get a lot to like in a Freberg. Sneakers, glasses, flip-top head.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
Sam Freberg, the foaming comedian, loves the jokes right down the drain.
I
want to be honest with you, but I didn't think much of that commercial. It just didn't have enough...
No. Well, as soon as the World Advertising Agency people show up, I'll spare them a piece of my mind, believe me. Ah, someone knocketh. I shall admit whomever it is.
Hiya, honey.
That's funny. I hear a voice, but I don't see anyone.
Look down, look down.
Why, it's Miss Jupiter. Sorry I didn't see you there, but I'm not used to having 2-foot visitors.
2'1". I got on my high wheels.
So you have. Well, are you still mad because they wouldn't let you in the Miss Universe contest?
Please. You had to go and mention that lousy Long Beach lineup. Now you ruined my whole geophysical year.
I'm sorry.
That contest is a mockery. If you're going to have a Miss Universe contest, shape up. Let's be tolerant of all planets.
You got a point there.
I told you before, that's my antenna.
So it is. Gee, and with those measurements, it should have been a shoe-in, too. What are they again?
39, 39, 39.
Yeah.
Well, don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it, believe me. What brings you all the way back to Earth?
I come to return your basketball.
How's that again?
Well, I guess it's a basketball. It keeps floating through my backyard every hour and 35 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty strange basketball.
Well, you know it. It's strange. It keeps going beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, how'd you get a hold of it?
I just jumped up and grabbed it.
Uh-huh. Look, if it's what I think it is, it was floating only 560 miles from the Earth. Jupiter is nearly 400 million miles away. How could you reach it?
I got a big backyard.
I'll accept that. Is that it under your arm there?
Sure.
Uh-huh. It isn't going beep, beep, beep now.
Oh, well, I hit it with a hammer.
Oh.
Here, I'll make it start up again. Gee, they'll make them like they used to. You know, it had little wire prongs on it, too, but I cut them off. It made it hard to dribble.
You shot a couple games with it, did you?
Yeah, I shot a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it wouldn't be right to keep it.
There's no skin off my nose.
What's the skin off your nose got to do with it?
Well, see, that's an expression we have here on Earth. It means I don't mind.
I hate another expression today. Red tape at the Pentagon. What's red tape?
Well, you know, it's a special tape they use in Washington for tying people up so they can't get crucial things done.
Oh, what's wait that? A minute. That started my computer waking. Okay, tear off that little ticker tape coming out of my ear and read it.
All righty. See, it says, old Jupiter proverbs say, while standing around arguing about who owns ball, look at scoreboard occasionally. Other team may be shooting baskets. Food for thought. Well, it's nice to see you again.
Likewise. Say, after I get in the saucer, will you close the hatch, honey?
My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. And there she goes. Gee, she was kind of attractive, wasn't she, Peggy?
Well, yeah, if you dig science fiction.
Oh, I don't know. I thought she had pretty shapely wheels.
Well, yeah, but she dyes her antenna. I can tell.
Mm. Oh, you're just jealous. Oh, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, Peggy Taylor. You got a basketball number for us, have you?
Well, sorry, I'm just fresh out, Stan. Mm-hmm. But I have found a lovely new number called Love Is Mine.
Love Is Mine. Are mm-hmm. Judd Conlon and Billy May going to help you?
Well, they better.
Good.
Love is mine. There's no fear in the early dawn. Day cannot be too long, for love is mine. I find in the deep of night. Your heart is touching mine. Spring wasn't there when I knew it. Poets would never agree. Autumn and winter were kissing. That's when it happened to me. Love is mine. You're the first and the only one. And the living has just begun.
Thank you, Peggy. That was lovely. Well, I guess I better get over to World Advertising and see if they got some more commercials for me.
World Advertising. Good morning. Yes, Mr. Gambit, I'll tell Miss Teasley. Good morning, Miss Teasley. This is Switchboard. Mr. Gambit says Mr. Freeburg is expected, and will you please send him right in? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right in. Goodbye, Z.
Good morning and welcome to World Advertising.
Why, yes. Good morning, Miss...
Teasley.
I'd like to see Mr...
Gambit.
Mr. Gambit.
He'll see you right now. Right this way.
Oh, fine. All right. Thank you very much.
Mr. Barger, Mr. Freeburg, to see Mr. Gambit.
Yes, sir.
Pleased to see you, Mr. Freeburg.
Yes,
here,
I'm pleased to see you.
Miss Partner, Mr. Freeburg for Mr. Gambit.
Pleasure to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Down this way.
All right.
Yes, Miss Partner.
Mr. Freeburg to see Mr. Gambit, you be.
Oh, pleasure.
How do you do?
Over here, please.
All right.
JT, Mr. SF to see FG.
Okay.
Pleasure to make...
Up here, please.
Yes, well,
through there.
Yes?
Stan Freeburg.
Oh, come right in. Stan, my boy. Wait, stand right there. Don't move. I can see it now. The camera dollies in closer and closer. We focus on one eye and superimpose Stan, the man, Freeburg. What a picture.
But, Mr. Gambit, will that be good on radio?
I like a man with perspective, Stan. I can tell your shirt collar buttons in the back. you're one of us. Now,
yes.
Why is it you've come to us again?
Well, see, my radio show has been on a long time, and we have no sponsors, so this week I'm sponsoring myself. I thought I'd like you to handle the commercials.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever handled a product like Freeburg before?
Yes, indeed. We've handled dog products before.
Yeah, but have you ever handled a human being before?
My boy, we've handled countries before. We're called World Advertising because we're equipped to handle countries.
Gee, I never heard of a nation having an advertising agency before.
My boy, we represent West Germany, Switzerland, Thailand, and Disneyland.
Great nations all.
Now let me show you a little sample campaign we did for the good old USA.
America is mine. Yes, for people who know countries best. It's America 2-1. Here's a man with red and white striped pants, blue coat, a top hat with stars around it, and a white goatee. Have you ever seen me before, sir?
No, I haven't.
All right. Here's a little soil from another country. Take it in your hand.
All right.
Now, drill for oil in it. Plant cotton in it. Establish great industry in it for the little man as well as the big. Move the Dodgers in it.
Sorry, I can't do it. Nothing is happening.
All right. Now take a little bit of this American earth in your other hand.
All right.
Say, look at that. Oil is being drilled.
at that cotton growing. Look at that great industry being established for the little man as well as the big. And look at those Dodgers being moved.
California, here we come. Gonna be an L.A. thumb.
Well, Unc, how about it? You've tried both native soils now. What do you think?
Well, the American soil, it's milder. Definitely milder.
Yes, and you too will say... I'm sold on America.
Some campaign, eh, boy?
Yeah, gee, that was nifty. Is that the kind of commercial you're going to do for me? I mean, you're going to drill for oil in me?
You see, we've got to give you the human touch. I see you earthy, simple, as American as an apple pie, a hot dog, a briar patch leg. First thing we've got to do is to make you more pathetic. Here.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, I'm tearing the buttons off your coat to get you more sympathy.
Yeah, but...
Now, you're a bachelor? Women will want to mother you. You have a hole in your shoe?
That I've got.
Oh, good. Excellent. You'll be a cinch to win.
Have you talked to Stevenson lately?
Yes. Now you've got the human touch.
The human touch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about the commercials? Now, the one you sent me over this morning, I didn't care for that too much.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. Now, listen to this one. It's got the human touch. Listen.
You wonder where the free bird went if you listen in 2 weeks from now. Weeks from now. Weeks from now.
Well, Stan, what do you think?
It doesn't have enough...
I see.
Well, what do I do now?
Well, nothing, my boy. You just go right on with your show, and we'll integrate the commercial.
All right. Well, through the magic of radio, here I am back in the studio. And what do you know, there's just time to do the sketch.
The name's Sam Spillade. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, Sam.
This caper started when a tough guy with a nose like a broken liverwurst called me on the phone. I picked it up. And the tough guy says,
"This is Max of Max's Nifty Thrifty. You Spillade."
He bit off his words like a rattlesnake striking a radish. Yeah, I'm Spillade. What do you want, tough guy?
The gravy mob is moving in. I got a job for you if you got what it...
But I didn't hear the end of his sentence. Darn it. Next thing I knew, I was waking up on the sidewalk. My head feeling like an Earth satellite 560 miles off my neck. The rain was pelting in my ear like a faucet dripping in a rubber sink. Someone dropped a lit cigarette on my cheek, and a black pointed Capizio shoe size 3AAA was grinding it out. There was ankle above that shoe, and it was everything an ankle should be. But there was more. A tiny ankle bracelet. Beside the ankle bracelet, there was an ankle bracelet with the words Melissa, Alexandria, Schrebenhop, and Gortensbotten, with love forever and ever, signed Max of Max's Nifty Market, where the food's a delight and the price is just right. I made my move. The ankle broke like a kid's Thanksgiving wishbone on Christmas Day.
Mm.
She screamed and fell like a sack of wet spaghetti at a noodle festival. I looked down at her. She was beautiful in that orange bathing suit. And built the most. A perfect 39, 39, 39. Her hair floated in the running gutter like a spun gold mop in a bucket of crankcase oil. I kissed her full on the mouth.
We'll be back to our romantic story in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Good. Good.
That's what Instant Freeburger's cracked up to be.
Yes, folks, there's never been a product quite like Instant Freeburg. All you do is add hot sponsor, and Instant Freeburg springs into a million tiny flavor jokes just like that. Get some today.
Freeburgly, freeburg, go and buy some Instant Freeburg, burgly, burgburg.
You will say he isn't bad.
Freeburgly, freeburg, he's got buttons off his jacket, giggly, giggle. Boy, they want to scream.
So that was the pitch. Where the beautiful doll with her sconce in the gutter fitted into the picture, I didn't know yet. But I was going to find out. I went to pay a call on Max to see what he'd hired me for. His stand was a big supermarket layout. I crawled through a window. It was plate glass. It was easy to spot Max. You couldn't miss. He was big and he was tough and he had Max on his jacket. I gave him my calling card. It was a kick in his stomach. He fell like a lard tree in a blast furnace.
No, pardon me, Sam. I didn't recognize you at first.
So that was the story. The gravy mob was moving in, slithering, sliding through the supermarket like a three-legged octopus in a pool of yogurt. I didn't know which way to turn, so I went into a commercial.
Yes.
You're listening to Stan Freeburg Show?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
I hate it.
Yes, new Freeburg fans are being made every day. Listen to Freeburg. You'll enjoy him. He's funnier than a cement boot. I nailed the lid on the commercial and skipped back to the store. I was up against a stone wall and suddenly I felt like it had fallen on my head. I woke up on the sidewalk. My head felt like a sack full of knuckles. My brains unscrambled as I felt a burning cigarette being crushed out in my cheek by a foot in a fresh white plaster cast. Something familiar about the orange toenail. So I looked for the other leg and tenderized it. I rushed back into the store and made for the frozen foods department. Just as I thought, there was a large woman leaning over the freezer. She was loading up with frozen TV dinners. I grabbed her Fruit of the Loom house coat and ripped hard. That high-pitched scream didn't fool me, for underneath the dress was Baby Giles Grosbeck, notorious food heister. I spun him toward me, and there were the telltale gravy spots on his vest. I whipped out my .38 snub nose like a snake and inserted it in his right ear.
The gun in my ear tickles, boy.
I like to tickle.
Then this sort of shotgun in your back ought to be a riot.
I could feel the two barrels pressing into my back. It was Max. One move and there'd be a hole in me like the grill of an Edsel. I was about to make my move when the sweetest voice this side of the turtle said,
"All right, Max, drop the pea shooter."
As the gun clattered to my feet like a sawed-off shotgun falling on a supermarket floor, I turned around, and there she stood in two fresh plaster casts. With her orange bathing suit and white legs, she looked like Little Orphan Annie at an aquacade. But stacked.
All right, boys, let's go. Surprised, Sam?
I had to admit she had me buffaloed. Upon closer examination, what I thought said Jansen on her hip, in actuality said...
Yours truly, Jenny Dollar 98.
I kissed her full on the lips. She liked it.
How did you tumble to the caper, Samona?
It was easy. Max was the head of a ring that smuggled TV dinners illegally to people who had no television sets. She bit me on the ear, and blood ran down my neck like a red river of no return. I gave her a love tap with my blackjack. She gave me a knee in the stomach, a judo chop in the back of my neck, and a right plaster cast full on the mouth. My bridge work bounced around the floor like Mexican jumping teeth. I smashed her collarbone with a jug of blackstrap molasses and went home. When I got home, I poured myself a tall one and sat down by my radio to gum a TV dinner. All in all, I had quite a day. I wrapped up the gravy mob caper and put in a claim to Blue Cross, signed yours truly, Sam Spillane.
Brought to you by Instant Freeburg.
Sam Freeburg.
Boom, boom.
The foaming comedian.
Boom, 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 boom.
Floats the jokes right down the drain.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you so much. Well, that about winds up the Noodle Festival here in Studio B for tonight. Next week, of course, will be our last show, and we hope you'll all be here to break program with us. We'll have all the favorites you've requested. So far, the only number for sure is Monsieur Toulet and his Toon Sheep. He's in for sure, so please keep the letters coming. Until next week, then, this is Stan Freeburg saying thanks for listening, God bless you, and good night.
Produced in Hollywood by Pete Barnum. It is written by Stan Freeburg and Pete Barnum. Featuring the music of Billy May, Jud Conlon's for the Bears, and the songs of Peggy Taylor, with Doss Butler, Peter Leeds, and June Murray. Bud Sewell speaking.